hearing your LinkedIn strategy because you are very good at it.
Well, thank you. So there's so much to this topic, but a couple things just I would like to talk about is, first, just generally speaking, posting on LinkedIn does work and is a very effective strategy for business development and candidate attraction, and specifically account management. So account management, as we're talking about, is a big topic for me, I think is kind of an under-discussed topic in general. But as far as the where it goes with LinkedIn, right? So I want to share a quick story of how you can win clients with it. Because that's what everyone wants to know is, can I just post stuff online and not have to make cold calls? And although I wouldn't recommend that, you can win clients that way. So when I was early on posting, I wrote a quick story on LinkedIn. And the story was this. So I had a sales appointment with a prospective client, and it was like a 2-hour drive, hour and a half, 2 hours to get there. So the day before, I was talking to my wife and I was saying, I got a big day tomorrow. I have to drive 2 hours to meet this client. I'm also going to bring this book that I think that they would really enjoy as a little gift. So I have to stop at Barnes & Noble, buy the book. I have to go drive up. So she says, good luck. And, you know, let me know how it goes. So I drive up the 2 hours and we're meeting at a coffee shop. It's like a 10 a.m. meeting. So I'm sitting there with the book and my coffee, and the guy is running a little late. So I look at my phone and it's like 10:04. And so then immediately the thoughts come to my mind, he's not going to show up. I'm going to get stood up. Am I even good at this thing of being a recruiter? I don't know if I should do this career anymore. What am I going to tell my wife when I drive back home with the book still in my hand? It's embarrassing, you know? And you have all of these self, conscious thoughts. And then the phone clicks from 10:04 to 10:05. The guy walks in. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And then all of those feelings go away. But my point of it was, is that everyone feels these feelings, whether or not you bill $1 million or whether you're a new recruiter. So it's okay to feel that kind of stuff, right? So I wrote that post. It got some traction. I can't remember how it did. I think I remember it doing well. The next day I get a call. Hey, Mike, I really liked your post. I'm like, thanks. That's funny how you got my number. You know, I'm like rushing the person off the phone because I have the next thing to do. And the guy says, don't hurry too fast off the phone because I am the VP of HR at a $2 billion company and we place a ton of manufacturing engineers. We want to work together with you.
Boom.
So he cold called me and he was in HR, which it's impossible to get HR on board with, you know, agency recruiting, or it's very difficult, right? They usually don't want to take your call. And we've done multiple placements with them since. So just to illustrate the point, it does work and you can win clients from it.